We were at the WCLA conference entitled 2012 and Beyond. Just finished hearing from three very interesting and energetic speakers. We're going to hear from one of the speakers, Martin Humphrey from Humphrey Feeds. His main focus of the presentation was about the commodities market and, of course, what we've all been hearing a lot about, the drastic price of feed at the moment. Humphrey Feeds is a feed company which supplies the poultry sector. So if you'd like to first of all maybe introduce yourself and your company and a bit about your background, then we'll move on to what you focused on in your presentation today.
My name is Martin Humphrey. I'm the feed sales director of Humphrey Feeds. Our business is both feeds and farms. We have birds in barn units and free range units, and at the end of this year we will have no birds in cage units, so a business in transition. We're also mature farmers in the sense that we don't throw any of our old buildings away and we redevelop those. So that's the background to what I do and our business.
Thanks very much, Martin. What were the key points that you were trying to get across in your presentation here today?
That the markets in which we trade and which fundamentally affect the food prices are becoming more and more volatile. The days of fundamentals, supply and demand, simple factors being a key issue, are long gone. So prices have reached a new higher plateau and will have more volatility. Somehow the farmer has to make more sense out of that.
So you were trying to get across that very much now here to stay with us, but in terms of this year alone we've had a very dry spell. Now is that a short-term trend or is that just one little blip in the overall long-term picture in terms of feed prices, do you think?
If only I knew the answer to that one. It's certainly a short-term trend which is affecting us, but it seems to be increasingly affecting us. More adverse weather do affect simple growing of commodity crops, so it is very much affecting this year, and if we don't have any rain within the next few weeks we will have a seriously impaired crop of wheat this season.
You were talking about the closing stocks, and you gave a little projection about that, and that's obviously the important thing then for the success of the market next year. Do you want to enlighten us a bit more about that, clarify what I've just said?
So the closing stocks, the end of season stocks, effectively it's the bare boards. No one wants to run their car on empty. It's just the same with the grain market. No one wants to actually get to the point where you run out, because we have so many livestock in this country that cannot afford to be without feed. So we always need a buffer stock to see us through from one harvest to the next. And that buffer stock is slowly being eroded, both in this country and indeed across the globe.
Yeah, and it's good that you've mentioned now across the globe, because the next question I wanted to ask you was about the global or the external factors. You mentioned a couple of things, be they short-term crises such as the tsunami, or I suppose what more long-term trends are emerging, changes in China, impacts from Russia, which are big players. Could you tell us a bit more about those?
China is the main one. Clearly has a huge proportion of the world's population, and their diet is changing as they increasingly become more affluent. So they're wanting to eat more meat. Effectively, meat is a less efficient way of feeding someone, because you have to feed it through an animal. So chicken, which is the most efficient with a less than 2-to-1 conversion ratio, 2 kilos of food to 1 kilo of food that humans eat, that means that the more and more food is required to be fed to their livestock so that they can enjoy more and more meat. And it's an accelerating pattern, and ultimately it's not sustainable.
Okay, so has the impact that China has had on the wheat market in recent years, has that been purely because of their cultural change, or have they been manipulating it in any more deliberate ways as well?
They are past masters of manipulation, without a doubt. They're very effective at manipulating markets, and even to be a little bit contentious, they're great at not actually being entirely honest when it comes to contracts. They will break contracts if it suits them. Putting that slightly contentious point aside, that is having quite an impact on world markets. So their increasing demand is putting more pressure on the rest of the world. It's lifting the price of commodities to a new level.
Can I just thank you for a really brilliant, informative presentation here today? I think it's so timely, and everybody here wanted to know about the outlook of the market for feeds. It's something that all of the farmers here depend upon. Have you got any closing top tips for how the poultry farmers